from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Lamar, never a bar, ayy. Tell Lamar, Twitter to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for French. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
I'm so nervous. I don't know if any of these buttons work that I'm pushing, Leroy. I have no idea.
Hey. Board up.
What?
Don't forget to turn my mic on.
I apologize.
You got.
I was like, I don't know if I have the angle on this. I'm not
Your
sure.
Your head is on a swivel.
I am. I'm very nervous. I haven't been behind a board in a long time. Maybe like one show for Frog Boy over the last few years, but it's been a while. Vlad will be here shortly. Vlad is filling in for our intrepid reporter. He is venturing his way to the studios. We'll have him here soon. But, I understand. Listen, the traffic here is hellacious, Leroy.
Yeah, well, I did something that I have never done coming to work. I got on to 75, and I got to about Sheridan, which is one exit away. And it said, three lanes closed ahead, three right lanes.
Jeez.
And I saw the sign just as the express lane. And I was able to get an express lane and then get around it.
Mm-hmm.
But the cool thing was, when I got off the express lane, because of all the traffic, there were no cars.
Man.
And I just zipped on through.
Zipping on through,
yeah,
dude.
But I never get an express lane.
What do you want to start with today? Because I feel like we're going to have a lot of being pissed off about the Tyreek Hill video. I would like you, I think, to take a victory lap. You know what? And perfect timing to talk about it.
Hey!
Why don't we talk?
Sack your ass down.
Why don't we talk about?
Because, wait, here's the thing. I ain't even worried about Aaron Rodgers, okay? I figured he hasn't played in a while. He's a little bit rusty. He's not as fleet of foot as he used to be. But here's the problem. Don't come up in here talking about that damn defense. Don't do it. I don't want to hear it. Because that defense got ran over, pushed around, and pumped. Number one defense, my ass.
Backup running back.
No, that dude can play.
Oh, he can play.
But I'm just saying, all I'm saying is this.
He can play.
But he ain't run CMC.
Here's what I had.
You're supposed to take a gift there.
Here's what I had to hear all summer. Okay? We got a really good defense. All we need is someone competent at quarterback, and we'll be good. That defense was not good.
Oof.
Not. No. They got pushed around.
You know what you should probably... You know what you should probably do, though, Leroy?
Yes.
When you trade for a good defender who wants a new contract, You should probably get that contract when you trade for him.
Here's why this is so Jets. And Vlad, you can attest to this. Every single person that has requested a trade because they wanted a new contract had a contract in place before they were traded.
Not really. Matthew Judon did it.
Huh?
Matthew Judon did it.
Where he went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
But
yeah, but he was infighting with the GM on the field. Like, I think he just wanted outskis.
No, but yeah, but he wanted to be traded. He didn't have a deal with Atlanta. He said Atlanta did.
But he wasn't. I think his situation was more of an organization thing and a contract thing.
He wants a new contract.
But
he said it to Atlanta. But it's the first that happened. Look, like you said, the defense got manhandled. Now, I'm not worried about the offense. I've seen what I need. That's what the flash is. I'm not upset that they... not upsetting that they lost. It's just the way they lost.
That's what I'm saying.
There's context in losing.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is that this defense that is very heralded, the two teams that I've seen made them look bad are the guys that know the defense very well because they practiced against it, which is Mike McDaniel and Kyle Shanahan.
Right.
That was it. Right. Just to get manhandled like that in the line of scrimmage, that was bad. That was just bad.
You think it's institutional knowledge that hurt you yesterday?
And let me say this.
The two times that they've been embarrassed, that defense has been embarrassed, was last year by the Dolphins when they got when Wilde went crazy in that home game. And last night, like, that was bad. Like, yeah. They got manhandled. When I was listening to Saleh's press conference this morning, he was like, we played better. We did a better job stopping the run in the second half. I'm like, no, you didn't. What? Instead of going from 8 yards a carry, they went to 6.8 yards a carry?
Yeah, that guy was good.
Hey, so, and here's the other thing, is that one of the things that I saw, and here's a couple of things when I watched that game I wanted to see. How was that offensive line going to do?
They protected him. They protected him. He didn't get hit. But I mean, it wasn't a great job of running the ball. They only had one drive. That third drive,
yeah.
You saw what? Okay, that's exactly what they want to be. But
they were probably still on their scripted plays.
And there was too much reliance on Breece and Garrett. Like, wait, no throws to the tight end.
Well, what if they're not open?
No, they were open. There was just no throws to the
tight
end.
Then that's the quarterback.
There was just no throws to the tight end. No, I just thinking it would hack it. There was just none.
Maybe he's not in Aaron Rodgers' club. You know, Aaron Rodgers only likes like three receivers ever. He likes like Davante Adams. Who's the intangibles who would fly down the field? Oh, Lazard. But who was
Lazard?
Jordy Nelson? Yeah. Oh, he loved him some Jordy Nelson.
Yes, sir.
The tight end's not in the club. That's what's going on there.
I just think that the questions that I had, I relinquished the fact that everybody was saying the defense was going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Right? And now I'm looking at it and your offense is catching up. Right? And trying to get going, which is understandable. And I pretty much said that too. Hey, what happens if it takes them a month to gel, a month to figure it out? Because Aaron Rodgers ain't played football in a year.
Yeah, but the defense shouldn't gel.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
The defense shouldn't gel.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not like there's shame in losing to the 49ers. Like, the 49ers are great. They've been the creme de la creme of the NFC. However,
he said it perfectly. It's context.
Yeah, it's going out there and not. You really weren't in that game at all.
It's like taking Tyson 12 rounds but getting beat up is one thing. Losing in 15 seconds, okay, that's a whole nother thing. You still lost.
Look, Jordan Mason had an incredible game. He was awesome. Every time he touched the ball,
he ran hard.
Ooh, however. When you don't tell me when you get the news, if you're a Jets fan, Fire Minette isn't fired up because Christian McCaffrey ain't going on a Monday night.
Right.
It's tough.
And it almost seemed, I'm going to be honest with you, it almost seemed like the 49ers already knew he wasn't playing because they went into a game plan seamlessly by using Debo for all the Christian McCaffrey stuff.
Man, this was a Kyle Shanahan This is what makes this is what he loves this.
You know, Kyle Shanahan special.
This is a Kyle Shanahan special.
He treats it like Spo does. We got enough.
This is what he loves. This is what he loves. That's why he doesn't go after the big name quarterbacks. He wants a Brock Purdy.
But Brock Purdy's good, dude.
But I know because Shanahan sees it. And this right. is listen. This is all on the defense. I'm not. This is a much heralded defense. This is what 3 years. They've been right. 3 years. This was nothing. This was nothing but the defense getting manhandled like I've never seen before.
Tell you what, I'm watching the video right now. Aaron Rodgers getting knocked around a little bit. I don't know what you're talking about that offensive line.
What do you say? He got hit once. You're going to get
once.
Hit. You're going to get hit.
Have a look at his face.
Yeah, frustration.
That man wants to go on an ayahuasca treat right
here's
now.
Here's my question. How many more weeks?
Oh, that's good.
Then they start talking about Salah's job.
Salah's on the foreman. He's been on the foreman.
I give you what.
Are you looking at that schedule?
I'm looking at that schedule.
We're good.
Let's take a looky loo.
We're beating Tennessee.
Tennessee didn't give up a touchdown last week. They got a great defense.
We're beating Tennessee.
I mean, they lost by a blocked punt and a punt return.
Well, that
complete fluke game they lost.
That's good because, you know, that means us.
And you got to go to Tennessee.
That's all right.
Vaunted building.
If we lose to New England,
You think Cincinnati said the same thing?
You guys got to run. Like, you should fatten up this record.
We should be 4-1.
If you guys are for realsies,
we should be 4-1.
You should fatten up this record
4-1.
By Buffalo.
4-1? Yeah.
They got Tennessee,
New England at home,
Denver at home, Minnesota at home.
In England.
So you got Brissett, Bo Nix,
Sam Darnold.
Oh, Sam Darnold. Could you imagine if Sam Darnold beats the Jets?
Dude, I'm just telling you right now. I know.
Oh, where is that game? That's not at home, though.
It's in England.
Oh, Charlie Ho, love. A little spot of tea with Sam Darnold.
Hey. Vlad,
we're all right.
So Vlad, you, but
oh, they love to fire people
Vlad,
after the England
Vlad,
game.
Vlad,
we're all right.
Can I just ask you a question? Though,
right. We're all right.
Y'all ain't had success in a minute.
We're all right.
Like, where are we? We all right coming from?
I can't wait till Aaron Rodgers gets.
You know what I'm saying?
We're all right.
I can't
okay.
wait. Can you guys wait till Aaron Rodgers gets to England and he starts talking about how the royal family runs everything and there's conspiracies in society underground all over the world?
What, the parliament?
He's like, go look it up.
Oh,
do your research.
I'm just saying
we're right.
that Vlad, you've been a Jets fan your whole life.
Hmm?
They ain't been to the playoffs in a minute.
Years.
In 13 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
You haven't won in
And they lost... A game where they got pushed around.
Right.
And you say, we'll be all right. Based on what?
Because it's week one. It's not week 18.
Okay, but it's been 13 years.
So what? It's week one.
Okay.
It's week one.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, like, if they had been like.
This is week one. If we lost to Carolina like this, then I would be, But they lost to the NFC. They lost to the Super Bowl runner-ups. It's just that I didn't expect their defense.
Right.
I didn't expect the strength of their team to get manhandled like that.
Gashed you.
If anything, I thought the defense would keep him in until Aaron Rodgers got up to speed.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's all we've been told. Everybody's told us. All you need is competent quarterback play, which you barely got, by the way.
When we were leading 7-3, I'm like, all right, cool. Defense is
leading 7-3 in the first quarter means what?
Okay, and losing in week one means what?
You lost 32-19.
And losing a week
with
one
a window
means
dressing
what?
Touchdown.
And losing a week one means what?
Nothing unless you've never been in the playoffs in 13 years.
Oh, my God. And winning week one means what when you haven't won in 24 years? A playoff game.
Okay, but still been to the playoffs.
But you haven't won.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here? Like, I can understand this.
We'll talk to you next week after the Titans game.
Talk to me after the Titans game. Yeah, 0-2? 0-2, yes.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes you can watch a game and you can pull something away from it. And what I pulled away from that is, oh my goodness, the defense got pushed around. I wasn't even thinking about the offense because I knew it was going to take a minute. But
yeah, like
what happened to that defense last night?
If you had if the Dolphins lost to the Jaguars, right? But they you know, and it was on the defense, you'd be like, ah, understandable, new defense. But if they lost a game where the defense played great and Tua and the offense and it all
and
sputtered.
Tua had
160.
No, he had what Aaron Rodgers just
then,
had.
Then I would, of course I would be worried. I'd be
you
like,
you would
what?
Not be worried.
Oh, dude, what are you talking
you
about?
You would not be worried. You'd be like, the offense started bad, but are you really thinking the offense that's been together for 3 years is going to be like this for the
that's the point, though.
Like 16 games?
If it's a defensive coach, a defensive mindset, and that's, like, they get gashed by the backup running back, I'm just telling you, dude. Like, that's not that. I wouldn't have the greatest of vibes off of that. And that's Aaron Rodgers, aside from the fact he's a gazillion years old.
I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
I'm upset and disappointed that the defense got manhandled like that, but I don't think this is going to happen 16 other times. Like, there's 16 other teams that's going to be doing that.
And Leroy, Jets 4-point road favorites next week in Tennessee.
Exactly. They were 4-point underdogs against the Niners yesterday. 4-point favorites against Tennessee.
And could have gained almost 21, but they would have had a backdoor cover.
Very interesting.
I'm just seeing things that I didn't think I would see, and so that gives me pause, right? The other stuff, the main stuff that I was talking about was about Aaron Rodgers and that offense, thinking that they were just going to hit the field running. And so I'm like, first of all, he's 40. They haven't played together. It's going to take a minute for them to gel. Do you have time?
Yes.
No. Okay. But I'm saying, okay, if they don't play well in the first month and then pick it up, is that enough time to catch up?
Yes.
Okay. Based on what?
Because we have an easy schedule.
Based on what?
Because of the schedule.
Okay. Based on the schedule right now.
Yes.
You don't know what team's going to be good or not.
Man.
I'm just saying. There's half of all of the pools are out because they figured Cincinnati would run all over.
Oh yeah, that's true. So, favorite last week,
right? So like again, it's football. Like to make assumptions that you go 1-4, 1-3. Oh, we'll just make it up, and you ain't been in the playoffs in 13 years. I ain't buying it.
Okay, you have to win, right, to make the playoffs. So
yeah,
when you have to win those games, like I love how Leroy's pulling a Tobin right now.
No, what's that?
Because after 1 week,
we're
looking at the playoffs.
He's been talking about the Jets.
I've been saying this all season.
I understand that. But you're making one assumption after week one, and that's like, okay, this is the playoff.
I'm not making any assumptions. I made those assumptions in the summer, and now I see it.
I can understand if this was week 18, and the team needed to win the game to make the playoff. But no, this is week one.
You hope you get there.
This is week one.
You hope you get there.
This is what's always going
to
happen.
I hope I get to week 18 and have a chance to make the That would be an accomplishment for the Jets.
No, but
I've watched them play.
Go ahead.
Okay.
And I'm here.
I was saying this.
I'm going to eat this.
Some of the things that I was saying about that team, I was saying it before they played any games.
Yeah, but you were looking at it in the listen. If you're looking at this game and you hate the Jets and you've been taking shots,
I don't hate the Jets.
I'm not talking about.
Okay, you. I got you.
I need to say you specifically. Did I say Leroy?
Go ahead.
Leroy hated the Jets.
You're lashing out right now. Let's keep it moving.
No, you're lashing out.
You're a little cranky.
I'm not lashing out.
All right.
I didn't say your name. So okay. If I didn't say your name, don't jump.
All right.
Don't jump. Don't get froggy. Don't become Black Marcus. Don't get fraud. I need to say your name. Because I would say your name.
All right.
You know that.
How come he always ends up on Monday Night Football with these looks on his face? Like, remember the one where he got his helmet nearly knocked off and he had, like, the cross eyes? Like, he always turns into a meme on Monday Night Football.
That. If you told me the defense was going to get manhandled like that, I'd have been like, no, you're wilding.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Yeah. Losing, there's context in losing. And the way they lost last night. Yes, that was worrisome. But this is week one, guys. Relax.
Right.
Well, those are our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Take a break. More Tobin and Leroy after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up till 2 here on the program. Just Leroy's out there hobnobbing.
Hobnobbing.
Hobnobbing and sales, dude. That's what he's got going on. I want to let you guys know that you guys can join the WQM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars on Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, Heat, and Panthers conversation with the WQM on-air staff. It's free to attend, but you need to RSVP at WQM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with the WQM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online at www.themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Check that on out, ladies and gentlemen. What do you got there, dude? You got a protein shake? What do you got? Some muscle?
Yeah. I brought it a while ago. It's still good.
Oh.
Wait. What do you mean a while ago?
You doing some meal replacements? Like, Big Spoon's got
it. I haven't eaten.
Oh, okay. I thought, like, because sometimes Big Spoon, she gets on these diet kicks, you know?
No.
I didn't know if you were, like, on a non-chewing diet.
No.
She did a juice thing.
No. I didn't.
Oh, what? Yes, you did.
Oh.
One time you were, like, you were so upset you were drinking through a straw. I'm like, you didn't get your jaw broken.
I did before.
And you were very excited. I know you have.
That's no fun.
But you were so excited that first sandwich that you had.
Oh, Man, it was, whew, it was glorious.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Dolphins are getting up for their Week 2 matchup against the Bills. A couple things on the injury report, Leroy. The running backs are apparently banged up. Raheem Mostert has an ankle thing, and Devon Achane has a chest. I don't know if they officially practiced yesterday or they just did like a
walkthrough.
You know, like a little walkthrough.
Quick turnaround. You might.
How many Thursday night games you played?
Every year.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
No. It started 90.
I mean, the every week thing just started like 3 years ago.
94.
So, okay. So, every
so maybe even maybe 94, 95, because I remember playing Tennessee on a Thursday.
You played Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I played Randy took your turkey.
Randy took my turkey.
Did he? Oh, yeah. You had a good game.
Yeah.
But he had 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. And 3 catches.
That's
for
it.
150.
That's pretty good.
That's turkey leg right there.
And yeah. Rob and Smith got hurt, and you had to play the whole game, right?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. You never know when it's coming, but you know it was coming, right? It happened in the Atlanta game in the playoffs.
Wow. But yeah, so I don't know what that means, if what their availability is going to look like, because it is a short week. But
this is one of the things that I also noticed, tried to rotate a lot of guys. But when the running game wasn't working, you got to make it work. So you got to go to your guys.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I was impressed with is we hadn't even seen what's his name play.
Jalen Wright?
No, the running back, the other one.
Jeff Wilson. Mm-hmm.
We were even having questions. Are they going to keep?
Yeah, I didn't know he was going to make the team.
Right.
If Chris Brooks doesn't get hurt, it would have been a fascinating question.
Right.
If he didn't get banged up, would Jeff Wilson? Now Jeff Wilson is like Mike McDaniel's guy. That's
yeah.
Like,
and the other thing is he is that dude like that they go to for physical, you know? Because remember, Raheem Mostert start running differently when Jeff Wilson got in the building.
Yep.
Right. So maybe it's that
when they were reunited.
Maybe it's that, but. I think you got another team that has 2 outside good pass rushers,
mm-hmm.
and I think you're going to have to do some of the same stuff.
If you were to go and you were to like open up Madden ratings and you were to look at dogging them, Jeff Wilson's would be at like at a 90. Like that's Jeff Wilson right there, dude. But it was interesting that Jalen Wright wasn't even active, although it makes sense. I mean, you only have so many guys, but do you think that
They had a whole lot of tight ends activated.
Sure did. And boy, they stunk.
I mean, look, you.
We were
that's
like.
That's one of the positions where the coach need to say, look, y'all ain't going to get that many opportunities. Right?
Derms
but might. The ones that you get, we need you to make those plays.
For sure.
Right? Because that's why we got you.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a whole lot of new wrinkles. It still felt like, we got the 2 best weapons in the world.
It'll come.
Does anybody in the AFC East love their tight ends?
Yeah, that's all Buffalo uses.
I think Buffalo likes
Buffalo
their
uses what? Austin, Kincaid
Dalton,
and
Dalton Knox didn't do bleep this
I
weekend.
I use fantasy. Kincaid didn't do squat.
Knox and Kincaid.
Knox and Kincaid, the KKs, they didn't do too good.
Intangibles.
The intangible tight ends.
You know who they went to? They went to the old TikToker who was on the Dolphins. Mac Hollins had a touchdown.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He had a touchdown, so. Well. But I'm telling you right now, like I was listening to this Mike McDaniel yesterday, and he's trying to like, you know, do they have our number? What matters about this year? Hey, enough of that nonsense. Statement game, dude.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, I don't want to hear none of this. Oh, half our team wasn't on the team last year. I don't care. A lot of them were. And this guy has been kicking your ass, number 17, since he's put on a pair of Bill's shoulder pads. It's been ridiculous how much he's owned the Dolphins. Enough is enough already.
I know the feeling. My first NFL game, we beat Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Never beat them again. believe me.
Was it the same quarterback?
Cowher or
no?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Was this during the Cowher years?
Yeah.
Oh man.
And then I got one worse for you. We went to Baltimore and we played them the first couple of weeks. I got tackled one time,
mm-hmm.
and they go, "You're still Cleveland."
Oh, no! They said that? I don't like that.
I was was like, I don't know whether to cry or be mad. I couldn't do nothing about it. We were terrible.
Cleveland.
You're still Cleveland. I was like, wow.
Stings, dude.
It hurts. Wow. It went down deep because to us, we wasn't Cleveland. We ain't playing in Cleveland. But, like, yeah.
Man.
So, but, yeah, man. There's a lot of, like, if you go look at the league, right, there's always, every team has that one team. And they'll put a stat up and you go, wow, really? You know, so.
Damn, man, mental warfare, man.
That's tough.
That's tough.
Right. I mean, just think about who, I'm trying to think, who could it be? There's a lot, you could go to any team and they have that one team that they can't beat. Yeah. It happens.
It's crazy.
It's just now it's the Bills. I think years ago it was the Bills couldn't beat the Dolphins.
It was, yeah. I mean, like, obviously the Patriots reigned forever over this division.
Yeah, but they would beat everybody.
So, the Dolphins always kind of like, they always would get a split against.
They beat them once. They would always get a split, even as always. Dominant as New England was.
But this Bills thing has been just a pain in the ass.
Well, the good thing is you won't have to win the next, you play both games before it gets really cold.
Yes. That's true, but I want this one.
So, have you agreed with him now, Leroy, that this is a statement game?
No.
Okay.
He kind of agrees.
Cause, I mean, because you said it two times, and he just kind of just like.
I think, listen, it's not necessarily a statement game, but there's games during the course of a year that can build your confidence. And put you in a more secure place about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And sometimes in these games where you've never had success, and then you finally have success and it puts you over the hump, where other times you get into those moments again and you don't have success, and then you start dragging. So I don't think it's a statement game, but it's kind of a point in not just the season, but in this regime, that there's certain humps you got to get over, right? Certain humps you got to get over. This is one of those humps. You haven't beat him in a while. You haven't contained Josh Allen in a while.
Okay, but there's no such thing as a hump game. It's a statement.
I said
game.
Get over the hump.
No, it's not. It's the same.
I didn't call it a hump. You,
but it's you're being very inefficient with your words. Get over the hump game, statement game is like its cousin. But nobody would ever call it a get over the hump game because that's just stupid.
Leave me alone. I'm not doing this. I'm not.
Why?
Because I'm going to get annoyed already.
Like, what are you supposed to do? Put a camel on the logo?
No, I'm just saying.
Mike. Guess what game it is?
Hump day.
Hump game. Back after this. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy. Streaming live on the Audacy app, AUDACY. You guys can stream us in your on-demand there, and you guys can watch us on Tobin and Leroy video experience. That's not a thing. I just made that up. But it is on YouTube and Twitch, Miami56WQAM. That is where you guys can check us on out. Yep. Want to let you guys know, A Day to Remember. It's a band. They are coming to Hard Rock Live in November. And the official Tobin and Leroy resident emo, Jay Fig, is giving away her tickets. So keep on listening. We'll give away a pair of tickets before the end of that. They have such famous songs as their favorite day, all right, Today, and of course, We Murder Birds, which is why Jay Fig loves them so much. So A Day to Remember, coming to Hard Rock Live. Keep on listening. You'll have a chance to win some tickets. So yesterday, the Tyreek Hill detainment video was released. The body cam footage came out last night, probably around 6 o'clock-ish. And, yeah, it was bad. I mean, like, the one thing that I was, you know, in this whole controversy when it was going down on Sunday, the one thing I was kind of, like, wondering, I was like,
think maybe Tyreek said something.
Yeah, maybe. We've seen Tyreek. It's a pretty emotional, you know, pretty emotional on, like, the Marina video that came out. You know, we know that he's done some bad things in his past. So, you know, you leave that window open. Man, This video,
he was like, calm down, relax, dude. What do you want?
This video,
the fact that you see how aggressive he was banging on his window.
Yeah. You know that's a sports car, right?
Yeah.
You know that a crack is expensive.
Oh yeah,
and they're not paying for that crack
if they're
the cause. But the thing is that he even said, "Why are you banging on my window like that?"
Yeah,
so aggressive,
right? Like I've never seen a situation for a speeding ticket.
Yep.
And keep in mind, we see these videos all the time with these Karens and these white folks acting crazy with the cops. And the cop get their stuff, go get the ticket, give it to them, and they move on.
Well, I've never kept my window the entire time, especially in South Florida.
He was on the phone. He was trying to call his agent.
He was calling head of security for the Dolphins.
Oh, head of security.
Oh, at first?
That's who the Drew is, Drew Brooks. He's like the Dolphins head of security. Okay. But he was letting him know, hey, I'm you know, this is happening. Well, this is the thing that also is kind of lost on you. Like when if Tyreek Hill, it's not as big a deal, obviously, but Tyreek Hill, if he got a speeding ticket outside of the Dolphins, it's still gonna make a headline. And so like he's like, all right, let me just get ahead of this and let the team know, hey, I'm getting a ticket speeding before the game. There's, you know, just it'll probably be a thing because it's him. Like it's gonna be a headline. And the whole thing that I was thinking yesterday, I was like, oh, well, you saw the videos that were there. The reason that there were all those videos is because, hey, that's Tyreek Hill outside of his car getting arrested. He probably, if he was just sitting there with his window down the entire time, people are going to be like, okay, look, Tyreek Hill got pulled over by the cops before the game. Like, so, yeah, I understand him wanting to keep some privacy there while that's happening.
I have never, never. Because first of all, like if you get stopped, there's other cars, and usually the cop goes back to his car.
Mm-hmm.
So you roll the window up.
Why there were four cops there was weird too. Yeah,
and so I like he said you were driving recklessly or whatever, or that's what they charged him with something like that.
It was the seatbelt. It was immediately
why didn't you have your seatbelt?
Yeah, why didn't you have your seatbelt on?
Right, like so when he drove up, when somebody asks you something like that, and he drives. The cop drove like he a bat out of hell through traffic to get there for a seatbelt.
No, he got him because of his speed.
We got him for speed.
He got him for speed.
But
it wasn't going like F1.
Right, but that's what like, dude. It was like, but did you see the way he went after Tyreek?
Just dude,
even in a motorcycle before he got to him.
Here's the wild thing about it, right? Like this was the part for me that was like, oh, this dude really blew this out of the water, because all right, you think that he should have rolled his window down, whatever, fine. If you're the most ardent arguer of you better follow everything the cop said, right? Let's say you thought that. He says, in fact, get out of the car. Tyreek's immediate words were, okay, I'll get out of the car. Why this cop felt the need to flip the door open, grab him when he agreed to his instructions verbally, you heard him. That not lost on anybody?
And then throw him on the ground.
And then throw him on the ground.
And put me in the back.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute.
I
he said he was getting out of the car.
At what point did he feel threatened or did Tyreek show aggression to where this was necessary? A person to be detained in that manner, right? Or even more so, when he told Calais Campbell, you're dealing with me now. I'm like, wow.
Yep.
You know what? Turn around. I said, wait, he told me to get my car. I'm going
to get
it.
That was Calais or John? Was it Johnu?
Johnu was the one up the front. Johnu was up front. Calais was in the back.
Oh, Calais got out of the car with his hands up. Hey, I'm just, you know.
Yeah, breathe.
But that was like the one thing. I was like, all right. Maybe Tyreek said something really, like, really off kilter. Like, and I still don't think words should have that kind of reaction. But no, dude. Like, I'm like, what?
I'm sorry.
Somebody said what? To me, Tyreek should have just listened and rolled the window down.
I'm
like, clearly. Like, and I got pissed off. Like, really? Really? That's what gives them the complex to start off with. That they think they can say some BS like that.
The thing that's interesting, too,
like, when is too much? When are you going too far asking somebody to do it? Because you have the power and they're supposed to listen.
Well, the guy who had the tatted up arm, who is the one who grabbed him, and then the guy who basically horsed collar brought him back down on the, like, that's the guy who got put on administrative leave. They said that on CNN last night. Because Eric even said, like, hey, the cop who I was talking with at the window, he's like, I didn't really have a problem with him. But other dude comes over here, and he's got to act like he's your muscle. Like, why you need him there for that, I don't know. But, like,
why didn't all the other cops de-escalate the situation?
Yeah, like, why did he bring it to that level? And then he's like, and I had surgery on my knee, and he's like, oh, did you get surgery on your ears? Why didn't you listen to us? I'm like, huh? What is this?
Right.
Dude, I'm watching, like, every angle last night. I'm like,
you know what's going to happen?
This is crazy.
Nothing. Because did you hear the police union come out and say? I can't read it word for word. I forgot it, but it was something along the lines of,
I can find it. I remember that. Yeah. They were like, they said they redirected him, redirected him to the ground.
Right.
And really? I'm like, what is this? A game of Pong?
No. I love the lie. It wasn't a couple of minutes.
So he got a speeding ticket and a seatbelt ticket, and he got taken to the ground twice.
Yep. Right, and then he was given citations. It was the way
in handcuffs.
The way they made it seem is like they gave him the citations very quickly, and he was like, "Let go." No, it wasn't. No, he wasn't.
All right, here was the union's statement. Now this was before the footage came out, which, by the way, obvious now why they didn't want the footage to come out.
They were forced to because
it's the law.
Yeah,
Funny,
everybody got to be accountable.
Before the Dolphins game yesterday, an incident that occurred where Tyreek Hill was placed in handcuffs before being released. First, to be clear, at no time was he ever under arrest. He was briefly detained for officer safety after driving in a manner in which he was putting himself and others in great risk of danger. Upon being stopped, Mr. Hill was not immediately cooperative with the officers on the scene, who's pursuant to policy and for their immediate safety, placed Mr. Hill in handcuffs. Mr. Hill, still uncooperative, refused to sit on the ground and was therefore redirected to the ground. Once the situation was sorted out, within a few minutes, Mr. Hill was issued two traffic citations and was free to leave. We would like to stress to the community and use this as an opportunity to remember that it is always best to obey lawful police commands first and complain later. We have worked hard across communities to bridge the gap between what people believe law enforcement should and can do and will continue to do. In this case, while we wait for the investigation to run its course, based on what we know, we stand with the actions of our officers, but look forward to further open communications moving forward. We are confident in the actions that led to the stop of Mr. Hill. As with any investigation, we'll wait for the facts to come out, along with an explanation Mr. Hill may have the actions.
Mr. Hill! What about the cop?
That initiated this unfortunate incident.
He initiated it.
What time was that statement said? Because
that was put out, let me see. This was put out at just before noon yesterday.
Yeah. So here's what I would like. I would like that individual right there to read that while watching the video and explain himself.
I don't think the video was, I don't think that individual saw the video.
No. But I want him to do it now.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I want him to do it now before he comes out with that.
Yeah, because
he could have shut up and waited till he knew the facts instead of blindly supporting somebody he don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Like we ask all the time. On the other side, we say, let's wait until the truth comes out. Let's wait until we see, you know, what actually happened before we blindly make comments we are unaware of. So now, who looks more ridiculous? The police.
It's a really bad look.
It's
a really bad look.
I want him to stand in front of all of Miami with the video playing on the Jumbotron, and I want him to reread those words.
And look,
could the Dolphins have sued the cops if Tyreek got hurt?
No, but Tyreek could have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the Dolphins probably could have, too. I mean, I'm sure the Dolphins would have backed him. The Dolphins came out with a very strong statement yesterday. They were obviously, I mean, Mike McDaniel, I don't know if you guys heard Mike McDaniel. Yes, Mike McDaniel was very upset about this. You know, he was cursing. He was on the verge of tears yesterday talking about this with his players.
Like, it's like, dude, and here's what I hate about this. You have all these complaints about the relationship between people of color and police officers, right? And this is the reason why. And this is why everybody gets so upset. And this is why everybody gets so pissed off about it. And then you have situations like this. And to make it even worse, you have a guy saying the police did everything right.
Well, the union.
The union. So what? So I would like to know, if you're working on relationships and you do a really good job with your relationships between the community and police, how is that helping? How is what you said about this situation helping the relationship between the police and the community?
I'm not defending it, but I think the whole point of having a union back you is that's what their job. Like, that's why you pay union dues. Like, they kind of have to. Now, like, because here's what I'd say. If I was two of the other cops on that scene, I would be pissed off because...
Why didn't you say nothing?
I know. I understand that, but it's like...
Listen, all the cops get in trouble, right? You know what? Because you sat there and you watched this egregious activity happen.
Absolutely. But it's like... But it is definitely like you have this one... The guy who did get punished immediately... Is the guy who set this thing crazy over the edge.
They didn't even really punish him. Okay?
Whatever discipline that they gave. They gave him before.
Go home.
They knew, or the person who was head of the Miami-Dade police, who is not part of the union.
Knew right away.
They came out immediately and like, all right, we're going to do something immediately. Because when they saw that body cam footage, they knew what the reaction was going to be. And they knew that the guy reacted wrong. I don't know what the next step is of this. Yeah, I think all four of those guys, whatever, four or five.
Can I ask you a question?
They're all going to have to probably have some kind of consequence for it. I don't know what that ends up being.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
If I take a similar situation but make that an athlete,
mm-hmm.
How much would people want action right away by the league?
Oh, right away.
And the league.
If Tyreek Hill swung on a cop.
Even with a union... Or whatever, the league would have acted already.
Probably.
So understand, now it's on the shoe's on the other foot, and you want us as athletes, people who don't get the luxury of everything that this guy is getting.
Leroy, this could have been George Floyd. No, the way they were acting, if he wasn't Tyreek, this could have been George Floyd.
Evidently, the guy said he didn't know it was Tyreek.
And that's crazy. You don't
people know. On the force did, say, but people who were there did say that they did know it was Tyreek. Because one cop is on mic who says, "You know that's Tyreek Hill."
Like, yeah, you heard that.
Yeah. So they can't.
And then he goes, "Stop crying."
Yeah.
Like, really? Like again? If the
and
police
he said, "I hung
job,
up the phone for you." Like, is that legal? Are you allowed to do that? You can hang up somebody's call.
Well, I wouldn't want nobody listening to the way I was treating him.
No, I understand, but are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to just take somebody's phone and turn it off?
Another thing, aren't you like? So they were calling Drew, right, the security guy?
Yeah.
Shouldn't the police have some type of interaction with the head of security of the Dolphins? Knowing
probably.
Yeah, so like that.
Well, that's probably why. Like, it's probably why it eventually he got released and got to go to the game.
Here's what I would say, and here's the main reason why I'm upset about this. If the police's job is to de-escalate a situation, they can't be the reason why the situation is escalated.
Agreed.
End of discussion. Okay.
Especially for
even with how they treated Calais. Because normally, and I'm going to tell you like this, in fairness, I've been in situations where I had friends get into fights and there was a bunch of cops. And I called the cop over calmly. I said, hey, why don't you let me talk to him? I can calm this down instead of everybody yelling back and forth. He said, yes, we want this situation calmed down. I go talk to my boy, like, yeah. And I said, you know, I can take him home if, you know, are you going to arrest them or whatever? If you take him home, no. That was it. Over. You understand what I'm saying? Why are the two calmest people, not all the cops standing around, but the guy in handcuffs and another guy pull over? Why are they the ones trying to de-escalate the situation? If the job of the police is to de-escalate all situations first, I would like somebody from the police to show me how they de-escalated this. I just, no, they made it worse. At no point in time should a police officer make a situation worse if his main job is protect and serve.
Totally with you, man. We got to take a break. More to come. Our Tua is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.